Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back, Hollywood Casino Press Box. If you're looking to get your eyes fixed forever, Dr. Michael Jones, 866-260-EYES, longtime friend of the show. Quantum Vision Centers, 866-260-EYES. Call there, get the eyes fixed. No laser surgery for the rest of your life. Dr. Jones can get it done for you. Board certified in ophthalmology, professor at SLU, sees patients on both sides of the river. 866-260-EYES. Tell them that I sent you.
So Ben Fred in the Post-Dispatch quoted Don Garber, who was recently quoted in USA Today, talking about expansion, that 28th MLS team. And he said, there's some things we're looking for, I'm paraphrasing, but rivalries, you know, like Los Angeles and San Jose. Well, those two teams exist. And he mentioned St. Louis and Kansas City in terms of regional and geography. He said, when we look at expansion, there are things that we're looking into, including rivalries, geography. So if you're a fan of the MLS coming to town, you see that. That's got to get your attention.
And also St. Louis and Nashville.
You got Cincinnati's got
Chicago.
Chicago. There's a lot of reasons it would make sense.
Jim Cavanaugh pointed out yesterday that there's a pretty good rivalry already in the USL with St. Louis and Kansas City. So it makes a lot of sense. And for, you know, Commissioner Garber to just use St. Louis as the example, he didn't say Sacramento. You know, he didn't say Phoenix. Yeah. I'll tell you, it's really looking good. I'm surprised I didn't get, you know, Martin, it's unbelievable that this Ed Golderman, the guy who accused you of having white teeth. But anytime I ever do anything positive about the MLS, I'm telling you, by the time I am on the second floor at Channel 5 at 10:45 when I'm leaving, I get the email from him. Yeah.
No, the other day, I don't think you were here. We were talking. I was reading his quotes the other day, and he was just disgusted with the DeWitts, the Stillmans, and just these horrible, horrible people who have ruined the city. I forget what even prompted it. I did write him back a couple weeks ago, and I said, you need to put the keyboard down and go for a walk. And he never responded to that. He just kept coming back with his typical venom. I think the people with the nice white teeth were the rich
people. The owners,
people.
Right?
Yeah, the owners were the people with the nice white teeth. I will say,
young people and their nice teeth. I like that.
That's say he is relentless. He is consistent. But hopefully this is moving forward. I'm not quite sure what they're waiting for because Kavanaugh, Kindle Betts, they're not going to have any more money than they did yesterday. I mean, they got plenty of money. You're working on your stadium plan. Let's say the FC gets $4,800 or $5,100. What's going to make the difference? If it's $5,200, $5,300?
Well, that's probably like item three or four. Item one is the commissioner wants to see stadium sponsorship and wants to see the jersey sponsorship. And then, you know, the stadium plan's completed. Think about this, Martin. This stadium, when this thing was announced at the Herbert Hoover's Boys Club, yeah, that's where it was, that stadium was supposed to be about $200 million. And yesterday, Jim Cavanaugh said it's between $225 and $275 now. I mean, it just keeps going up and up.
And that's on their tab, right?
Yeah.
I want renderings.
But
we new renderings.
No, we do, because the old drawing is not their stadium design.
Not at all.
You keep showing the old one, and people have to keep showing the old one on TV.
Oh, is Fox 2 showing the old one?
Oh, every time we show it, I say, this is not what it's going to look like, but it is a soccer stadium. Because otherwise, what video do we have? Them wearing the scarves at the Herbert Hoover.
Yeah, last night.
Holding a ball. I'm like, how many times are we going to see the same video?
Last night, I went to video of the St. Luligans for Because Kavanaugh said they're actually playing a role. Anytime they see soccer passion, they like it. So you're right.
We
are video
renderings.
Challenged. There's no doubt about
we
it.
We want those renderings. We need Gardner will mock them, but we need those renderings. I want to see the cool new stadium. And it could be that the league has chimed in and said, no, don't do this, do this. I can't wait. Just on the landscape of downtown. The aquarium's going up next door at Union Station.
Now, how close are we to that?
To the aquarium being done?
Because that aquarium, people have no idea. That thing is going to be insane. You're going to be walking through Union Station, this big towering structure, and you're going to see nothing but aquariums and fish and everything. It's going to be unbelievable.
And God bless the O'Loughlins who have said, if you want people to come to your town, your downtown, or to visit your city, your region, you need attractions. That's when people laughed at the Ferris wheel idea, but people that even go to Chicago, for many reasons, will still go to Navy Pier. The family will do the Ferris wheel. That's what they're trying to do.
The Ferris wheel was invented in Chicago, in the World's Fair.
And we were going to put one where Mike Shannon's was. Remember that?
Yes. Mike saying opening winter 2019.
For the aquarium?
The aquarium's website, yes.
Okay. So next 7-8 months.
Wow. That is going to be crazy. Yeah.
So probably December, I guess. Yeah.
All right. Kavanaugh, Kindle Betts, Nice Teeth people, all we need, stadium renderings. We'll be happy.
By the way, when you walk into Worldwide Technology, Martin, you walk in, I got to tell you this, you go to a computer screen and you type in your information, name, address, cell phone number, person. You have to pick a picture of the person you're going to visit. Then they take a picture of you. Then they come out with this really nice card that you can keep.
Am I an employee now?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
Have I been hired? And then Alex works there, and we know Worldwide Technology. What do they do, Frank? A lot of technology, yeah. And they're pretty sure they're worldwide.
It's like the Kramer on Seinfeld. We're not exactly sure what he does. All right, so what do you have coming up in the coveted hour?
You know what? We're going to tell you about an event coming to downtown this weekend. The Monster Truck Jam is happening.
Nice.
We'll promote that a little bit. Chuck Marlow with some fresh hot takes. What else we got, Brian? We got a lot to get to.
By the way, if you want Mardi Gras this weekend, Blues Alumni Tent, stlmardigras.org. It's former Blues players, and it's a lot of alcohol, which I think leads to a lot of fun stories. So,
and if anybody gets out of line, you got former Blues players with you.
Yeah, they'll settle things.
You can be a weekend tough guy because you're surrounded by former Blues players.
stlmardigras.org for tickets.